You know how boring the Wall Street Journal is? It was like, it's very, it's just like very cut and dry. Like, here's what happened. It's like,
I don't think I've ever, I've seen, I've tried. I don't think I've seen words within it. I've seen the Wall Street Journal at the top. I've never seen one word in the Wall Street Journal. Isn't it like the print, like, don't they use like five fonts?
It's pretty small. And
I feel like it had, like,
boring, dude. I remember when I worked in an office, my neighbor was subscribed to the Wall Street Journal, and I would steal it and bring it into my office. I'd read one page, like, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's so boring. But that's how all the news was.
Would you, like, read it to be like, all right, today's the day.
Yes. I
want to be a Wall Street Journal guy.
Exactly.
And then first paragraph, you're like, what the fuck is that word? You got to read the paragraph three different times.
It's just like a front page story about, like, some small country in the Middle East's, like, stock market. Someone shorts their and you're just like four lines down. You're like, ah, Jesus Christ. That's so fucking boring. Dude. Yeah. I mean, that happens to me every time I try to read.
Like, yeah, you start reading that paragraph and you're like, all right, there's a country I've never heard of.
Yeah.
I got to place it mentally. I got to figure, like, just well,
that's
in your
not
head,
even a question.
You're doing, like, the math of, like, what's in that.
Yeah, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's like you step into a wardrobe and come out into a magical. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what that is. And some guy's coming out like, I swear to God, what the fuck is my dream? Probably wants to read it. And I'm just like, this will look cool if I bring this in the office.
Yeah, I'll look cool if
just
I
just hold it out. And I'm like, damn, that guy reads a journal fast.
Checking the stocks.
But that's how the news was. It was just like, just really cutting. It was just like what was going on within institutions and Pulitzer.
Where were you when you read the Wall Street? Where?
I worked in an office. I worked in this real estate place where you would, like.
You were at a real estate office?
I would call. Yeah, I would call people who owned apartment complexes in Kansas City and be like, hey, I saw your complex there. Are you guys interested in selling? And they're like, what color's the exterior? I'm like,
fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. I'll fucking kill you.
Hold on. I like try to pull up. I was like, you fucking liar. Yeah, I would try to call people. And then if they were interested, I'd be like, we're offering $6 million below what you guys would take. And they're like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny both you and I give scam calls like problems when they call us. I did the same thing with cars. At this car dealership, I was like the online sales.
Were you?
So you would call and be like, hey, you're fucking, we sold you the car 3 years ago. You want a fucking another one? Trade that thing in. We'll give you a good deal for it. And they're like, no.
Fuck off.
And then I'd call about warranties and
piss
shit.
Piss me off. If they
I didn't get one. Nah. I didn't get one.
If they called me, if that guy who we bought our car from called me up and was like, hey, I'd be like, dude, don't ever do that. That's so fucking annoying. Please stop trying to fuck my financial future up, man.
It's crazy.
stop trying to ruin me.
I was decent at selling cars in person. I was okay, but when it comes to like cold calling never got one that way and never got one with the bathtubs. And that was like combined like 2 years.
Cold calling bathtubs is tough.
That was like 2 years.
Are you tired of standing up? You could lay down.
Well, you get geezers and be like, yo, we'll come install like a chair for you.
It just sounds kind of like perverted to be like, hi, do you guys need a bathtub?
Hey, are you naked? You know when you're naked? And, hi.
I can't come when I try to jerk off in the bath. You know why? Because hot water.
I have a list of 70-year-olds in the area that I'm calling about bathtubs. I don't know how I got this list. Yeah, so that's about 2 years of trying that and 0 for. That means combined I was probably like 0 for like, especially phone calls, I was probably like 0 for 5,000.
Dude. I was no better. I did very poorly on the phone, and then they put me on like data entry, which I was like, I have to be in charge of all these little details. And they're like, yeah, man, you got to put it in. Absolutely, I Bartlebyed. I was like, I prefer not to. Totally refuse. This is at my internship. I was like, I prefer not to.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing that. I'll quit right now. And they're like, they made me stuff envelopes, which I actually didn't mind.